James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
It's time for Radio Royalty with James Golden and America's Princess of Policy, Princess Di.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's with us, and aren't we happy? And it's our very own Majesty, our Princess Diana. Hi, Princess Di, welcome. How are you this wonderful Friday? Where illegal immigrants are now being shipped across the United States to such wonderful places as the nation's capital and, of course, New York City, where they can find sanctuary, where they can find a warm welcome, where they can find all the welfare they want from now on, except the mayors of both of those cities are unhappy. How are you, Princess?
Happy to hear your voice, and thank you, Sir James.
Well, I was wrong. I hate saying that. I had a caller, and you pointed this out to me. You said, you hit me up after the show. You said, you know, the caller was on to something. He may not have expressed it exactly how, but this is this business about ESG, environmental social governance. I had no clue what he was talking about, and this week, I see two articles pop up. Evil Republicans, Princess Diana, are weaponizing public office against climate change. And then another one, evil Republicans are going after woke banks over ESG. I'm like, what is going on here? So, Your Majesty, what is ESG, and why are those evil, dastardly Republicans screwing up and trying to hurt climate action and to hurt woke banks?
Well, you really cannot be blamed for not knowing what your caller was talking about, because it is a very specialized bit of information. It's been going on for a while in the investment world, in the hedge fund world, in the inner sanctum of board meetings of corporations. There is this organization called S&P Global. It's a credit rating agency. But what they do is they measure corporations and financial institutions and assign scores, like credit scores, only their ESG scores. And so a bank, for instance, would be measured on whether or not it funds or allows investment in the evil fossil fuel industry. So you get a negative mark if you're a bank, if you loan money to an oil company. You get a negative mark if you are socially supporting social conservatives in any way. And so this has been going on for a few years, actually. And instead of these institutions being beholden to their shareholders, they're beholden to their stakeholders. Remember, I mentioned that a few weeks ago. When you hear that word, stakeholders, you know it is left-wing pressure, because they don't have any actual voting rights within a corporation. They just use employees, and they use this organization to bring pressure on boardrooms so that the financial world will basically be boycotting any organization, any institution, any business that has traditional American values or it believes in capitalism. So it's a really clever and unfortunately evil cancer that has come into so many of our corporations and institutions. And your caller was right that this is something that really needs to be put under the magnifying glass and pushed back on. Fortunately, that is being pushed back. One of the articles that you mentioned, there is a kind of coalition of red states whose financial people who invest for the state pension funds are getting together.
Yeah.
Yes, they're getting together and they're pushing back on this. They're basically saying, we're not going to use our tax dollars to hurt ourselves. So why should we support any of these banks? This is especially quoting West Virginia. We are not going to invest in any of these banks that are going to take our taxpayers' money and then use it against us. And so there's actually 14 states who are starting to get together, and they're calling themselves a NATO-like alliance to push back on these banks. And some of the banks are already backing down because they see billions of dollars that aren't going to be invested through their institutions anymore if these red states, Republican-run states, no longer invest in them. So the pushback is happening. There is a new investment group called Strive by a new guy. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy, who has an entire hedge fund operating as an anti-ESG organization. So if you want to invest with him, he will deliberately look out for your money and not invest in anti-capitalist schemes. So the pushback is happening, which is welcome, but still not enough people know anything about this, and it is affecting our daily lives because you see what's happening in a lot of these boardrooms and these corporations that are pushing back against the values of us, the American voter. And we have been puzzled by it. What happened to Disney? What happened to, you know, all of these corporations that are suddenly boycotting states because of whatever legislation they enacted? So now, this is something that has been very dangerous, and I'm glad it's getting attention.
I'm glad it's getting attention, too, and I'm glad you have educated not only this audience but me on what these things are. This is the level of, Diana, I am continually amazed at the level of organization that the left has. These people understand organizing principles better than anyone on earth. And we're playing catch up with them. And we had better get our game together in terms of organizing. Everything you look at, whether it's the elections, whether it's whatever, they've got organizations at work that are well-funded to get the result that they want.
And our side doesn't know anything about what's going on until probably 2 years later. And then all of a sudden, they come out with an attack, and our side is reeling because we've never heard of any of these people. So they do this deliberately. There's so much money from nefarious sources that are supporting these things, and not as much money supporting the good guys.
Okay, now, are you buying this deal that now that Kansas went the way it did with their abortion vote, that just shows that abortion's going to be the big issue and Democrats now are poised to win? They're not going to lose after all because it's abortion. Are you buying this?
I am so happy they think that. I want them to keep thinking that. I am not going to disabuse them of this notion that, man, because now, listen to this. It's not only the abortion thing. It's because NATO is admitting Sweden and the other country into its Finland.
Finland, Sweden. Right.
Yes. This is another thing, and that Biden is getting his, you know, wonderful environmental inflation stoppage bill. So he's having victories, and that is going to excite people as well as what they believe is the abortion pushback. I do not believe any of that, but I think that they should, you know, it's called hopium. They're telling each
hopium.
Other this. They're trying to support each other's moods, and I think they should because then they'll relax.
Okay. Have some hopium. I like that, Princess Di. Okay, Princess Di, tomorrow morning we'll catch up with you. There's so many things I want to discuss with you. Did you, by the way, because if you didn't, I'm going to tell you about it. If not, I may hold it till tomorrow. Did you hear about this 80-year-old grandma that was tossed out of the YMCA out in Washington State because she objected to a transgendered person being in the locker room with her, with his dangly hanging out, and young girls were hanging out? They threw the grandma out.
Oh, dear. No, I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear
about
that? Okay, I got to do it then. All right, Princess Di, thank you so much as ever. What a pleasure to have you, and we will speak with you tomorrow.
Cannot wait, James. Thanks.
Thank you. WABC Talk Radio 77, coming back right after this.
Ay, ay, ay.